The native-born American leadership put out calls to raise the fertility rates of their women, which everyone knew had been in decline for some time. What they could not know, because no one was actually paying attention to the statistics, was that the second-generation immigrant daughters were not bearing as many children as the women of the native-born parents. The Anglo-Saxon urban middle class could only perceive an abundance of children in congested neighborhoods. To not increase their own numbers was to commit race suicide. Theodore Roosevelt came forth to say, "The fundamental, the unpardonable crime against the race is the crime of race suicide." The future of New England would belong to the descendants of the immigrants, he went on to say, because the descendants of the Puritans have lacked the courage to live, have lacked the conscience which ought to make men and women fulfill the primary law of their being. It was understood that this decline in fertility among women of native-born parents generally corresponded with their residing in cities. The drop in family size was attributed to a modern attitude about material life in urban settings. What was not imagined was that this modern attitude also affected the city-dwelling daughters of immigrants who forestalled marriage or never married because it fell to them to work and help maintain their parents. The only women producing big families in America were those living in a rural setting, in small towns, and on farms.